KMJ News Time, 7:49. Time for the fastest, most riveting 5 minutes in radio. We say that because we love our guy Gabe Dillard at the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, CubeWork, based in City of Industry, they have now made their presence felt in downtown Fresno.
Yeah. So your listeners might have heard of WeWork. It's like a co-working space, kind of an office away from home that's not Starbucks, where people can go and get some stuff done, you know, with Wi-Fi and printers. So the same model is being used for warehouse space here in Fresno. As you mentioned, it's called CubeWork, and it's available for business owners who just need some space. They have a property near the old Fresno B building, currently has about 80,000 square feet of space available. Tenants could take anywhere from 200 square feet up to like 50,000 square feet. They could schedule time for some loading docks. There's forklifts, pallet jacks available for rent. The lease terms range from, you know, just if you need a couple of months to store some stuff to even longer. It's really promoted as a flexible way to meet your warehouse needs without actually leasing a warehouse on conventional terms. Some of the local companies that use CubeWork are in business doing, there's glass companies that do light fixtures, there's automotive, there's even a gift card and stationery company in there. Has common spaces, you know, kitchen, break room, free coffee, all the amenities you would expect if you needed to do that sort of business. CubeWork is really expanding across the U.S. They currently have about 55 locations, and another 17 are coming online soon. People in other CubeWork spaces, they have businesses including like paintball fields and ghost kitchens. And they even have locations coming to China and Vancouver, Canada. It's really exciting stuff. We've kind of been watching this company for a while. And if you want to know more, you can go to thebusinessjournal.com, click on the story. And you know, if you're interested, they're there.
He is Gabe Dillard from The Business Journal. Joins us every Monday at about 7:49, 7:50. I love the name of this company, Nitricity. They've had a little bit of work that they've done here in the Fresno area and making a little money, or raising a little money.
Yeah. This is a really cool company. They're based out of San Francisco, and they just got $20 million in venture capital funding. And it's for a product that is very futuristic, and you know, they've proved it in the farm fields of Fresno County. So they're a fertilizer company, but they don't use they don't make it conventionally. They don't use fossil fuels to make their fertilizer. They actually use solar or wind power, and they actually produce the fertilizer on site, on the farm. They have pilot projects at the Fresno State Farm and Terra Nova Ranch out in western Fresno County, where they've been trying this technology out, and with comparable results to conventional fertilizers, really where the rubber meets the road. The result, when you do it that way, is removing a lot of the emissions from the process of making the fertilizer to transporting the fertilizer to even spreading it out on the field. Nitricity delivers its fertilizer through a process called fertigation, which is actually they put it in with the irrigation water through drip lines. So it's not exposed to the air, and you know, it's not emitting anything. It's pretty exciting technology. Kind of gives you an idea of what farming will look like in the future. And the future in this case isn't too far away. They anticipate they're going to bring this technology to the market within a couple of years. And pretty proud stuff for Fresno to play a part in that. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more from this company as that time comes soon.
Yeah, no question about it. A couple of really cool stories from Gabe Dillard at the Business Journal. And again, Gabe joins us every Monday at about 7:49, 7:50. Great stuff as always, Gabe. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Thank you.